Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome to this episode of Power Your Profits. I'm your host, Susie Carter, and I am the Profit Coach. And today's guest is Joe Szczynski, co-founder and owner of Brainshare.online. And he is an influencer, and he's recognized as one of the top certified business coaches. He has spent 25 years in sales, marketing, and management as a Fortune 50 executive. He holds a bachelor's degree in engineering and an MBA in marketing, and he's a neurologistic practitioner. He's worked with over 1,500 clients and has done over 2,000 face-to-face sales calls. He is one of the top businesses and executive coaches in the San Francisco Bay Area as a business mentor. Joe's mission is to help his clients build a successful, stable, sustainable, profitable, thriving business that works without them. Please welcome my guest, Joe. Joe, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited for our community to meet you because you have just a juicy, juicy business, what you're up to, what you're doing. So share with us who you are in the world, what are you passionate about, and what is your sweet spot?
Well, first, Susie, thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you today. It's just an honor and privilege to be here. So thank you so much. And thank your audience for spending some time with us today, because time is our most valuable asset. How we utilize it will determine the success of our life and our business. So I am the co-founder and owner of Brainshare Business Mentors. I love to help businesses become a successful business, which is an enterprise that works without you. Otherwise, you have a job or a hobby, which either one's okay. It's your goals, not mine.
Exactly. I love that. So there's so many people struggling right now because of the economy, the pandemic, the fear. What's been your secret sauce to help your students, your clients stay in action and keep growing?
First of all, do a timeout. And what are your goals? What is your vision? Where do you want to go? Because you don't know where you're going, you might just end up there. And once you identify your goal setting, your vision, your mission, it doesn't have to be really clear. It's kind of like, when you get on a jet ski and you're not going anywhere, you're just sitting there, you can't steer. But as soon as you start going, you can steer. So Set your goals so you can get going, and then we'll steer as we go. And then allocating the appropriate amount of time for what you need to do. Most people waste about 50% of their time.
Yes, right. Doing all those. I always say don't spend dollar time on penny jobs.
Yes, right. Yes, or actually switching between modalities. If you're trying to be the CEO and then you're doing marketing tasks, you're not going to be good at it. And bouncing between those modalities is a waste of energy.
I know. I always have to tell my assistant, Sam, I'm like, I can't flip my brain like that. I need a day where I just do podcasts.
It's what hat are you wearing?
Exactly.
And if you're wearing that hat, stay in that hat for a while. Otherwise, it just sucks your energy out. If you're thinking like a CEO and you're trying to do sales, you're not going to be very good.
No, you're right. I love that analogy. That's juicy, juicy. So what is that your brainchild, Brainshare? What is that?
So back in 2007, I retired, and I was going to go buy my island, and all my investments were in real estate because I lost a bunch of money in the dot-com bust, so I put it in real estate. And 2008, as I was doing that, the real estate market went like this. And I looked around, and there was I live right on the El Camino here in Silicon Valley, and I'm looking at all these businesses that are saying going out of business. And it just, it hurt. I'm like, what can I do to help? And with my background, I'm like, okay, maybe I can put together some tools and systems and processes to help them. And that's where I started. And my goal in life is to help 2,000 businesses every year. This year, it's 10,000 businesses. And I've been doing that for the last, 7 years now. I've been doing it for 14. The first couple of years, I didn't do so well.
Well, at least you're honest.
You're listening to another episode of Power Your Profits podcast. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Overwhelmed by the complexity of business profit strategies? Jump aboard the Bullet Train to Big Profits course, a streamlined solution by Dr. Susie Carter. This course is designed to uncomplicate the path to profitability. Imagine being able to identify and execute profit strategies with ease, skyrocketing your revenues. Visit course.poweryourprofits.com and sign up for the Bullet Train to Big Profits course today. Are you tired of struggling to take your business to the next level? Power Your Profits is the game-changing book you've been waiting for. Dr. Susie Carter, creator of the Predictable Success Method, reveals her proven strategies for explosive growth. From daily operations to marketing systems, this comprehensive guide empowers you to achieve predictable revenue and profit growth. Don't miss out on this invaluable wisdom. Transform your business today. Find your copy at books.poweryourprofits.com.
And what did you learn when you didn't do so well? I think that's powerful.
Well, I wasn't spending my time where it needed to be spent. Mm. I wasn't focused. Focus stands for follow one course until success. Mm. And putting that focus together and avoiding SOS, shiny object syndrome.
Oh, there's money there. Oh, there's money there.
And really saying, and my coach told me, I was trying to do all these different things. And he's like, pick one, do it really, really well. Systemize it, and then you can move on to the next. But if you're trying to do 10 things, you're not going to do any of them well.
Right. That is a good coach right there.
Yeah, and I still have my coaches, because how can you help somebody if you don't have somebody helping you?
Exactly. Who's coaching the coach, and who's pushing you to play a bigger game?
Right, exactly. And I mean, every great coach I know has a coach, at least one, I bet two, and not including my wife.
Well, you probably have more. You just not label me as coaches, right? So
lots of mentors. We all have those.
Yeah, and why is it important for someone to become a mentor? That's one of your sweet spots that you talk about.
Well, you can't get anywhere by yourself, anywhere significant. So we all need that. John Maxwell talks about this in the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. You've got your inner circle and your outer circle. So defining those and picking those consciously is a critical success factor. And for those of you that haven't read 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, it's a must read as you get into the leadership, because you lead people, you manage processes. You don't manage people.
Right. Right. And people don't quit jobs, they quit people. Right.
That's right. That was 90-something percent of people that leave a job. It's not because of the company. It's because of their direct supervisor.
Right. That's powerful. Well, I love that you start talking about your wealth strategy. I, too, lost my hiney in 2008. And I, too, invest in real estate. And most of the experts I speak to, that's one of their revenue streams.
Yes.
It's one of my wealth. My business is one of my wealth strategies. Yep. Business is one of my wealth strategies. Investing is one of my wealth strategies. So talk about your wealth strategies and why you've chosen them, because we're a little seasoned, right? We've earned the right to, because we've done it wrong and done it right and did it somewhere in the middle. So talk about your wealth strategies, Joe, and what's most important to you in building what would you tell your younger self? Now that we know what we know, what would you tell your younger self?
Budget.
Same.
Budget. Well, it's okay. I'll talk about my son. and me, because I was exactly the same way at that, early to mid 20s. I was making, pretty good money, but I didn't have any. And it's like, why not? Well, where is it going? Unless you put together a budget to figure out where your money's going, how can you put it away or save some or say, here's what I want to achieve?
Right.
So once I set my goal of retiring at 42, then I can put the plan in place to get there with my investment strategy, my saving strategy. What does that investment portfolio look like? What's real estate's included? What businesses are included? And then you can put it together. And it's all based on your own risk factors. Get a professional to help. I've got two wealth advisors, and one's aggressive, one's conservative, which is kind of, it's okay. It's all up to you.
Right. And so now, looking back, what would you do differently in building your one?
I think I would have started earlier. And, you know, I really like, Profits First, the book where you kind of say, okay, this money's going here, this money's going. So I've got like 6-7 different bank accounts, one for my vacation bank account, one for my investment bank account. And so when I want to go on vacation, I've already got money to go do it. I don't have to go, oh, how am I going to fund that? Or how am I going to fund my real estate investment? Or how am I going to fund buying this business? Or what am I going to do? Because I've already got the money allocated to do it, just like I do with my time allocations. And know where your money's going. That's number one.
Absolutely. And be realistic with it. To go, oh, like I used to be a shopper. I'm a shopper now, right? Because you realize how much money you're wasting. And, you know, frivolous. Like my husband, which he was great.
I love that term.
We would sit down every month and we'd go over our budget. And he's like, listen, we said we were going to fund $1,000 a month to this retirement account. But your Amex is $1,000 this month. And that's fine. But what are you committed to? Like you wouldn't bang on me. You would just go, what are you committed to? What? And I'm like, I called out. But that was good. I had to have that accountability.
Absolutely. And we all need that I'll speak for myself. I need that. And what's really kind of cool is when you learn to hold yourself accountable, it's even more powerful.
Yes.
And that's what I believe in is I don't hold people accountable. I teach them to hold themselves accountable because that's where the power is. I mean, yeah. I'm more critical of myself than most other people are. And most people are like that. Yeah, exactly. And so it's simple. Keep it simple.
Yeah. So you've been in business a while. So talk about what's been your greatest success in business. And on the flip side, so what's been your greatest success?
I think one of my clients came to me and they're like, okay, this was a hobby. It's actually became a business. We ran the valuation. They were running at about $2 million valuation. And actually a nice sized business. And we started, everything was just kind of chaos. You know, there was no organizational structure, no processes, no systems. There was no budget. So we actually started from the very, you know, putting the foundation together. The foundation of a business is ultimate goal, time, standards, consistency, and finances. And we started with that. And in 2.5 years, we had a $22 million valuation and we're actually exiting the business to his goals. Actually, his goal was $10 million. And I said, well, if you want $10 million, you got to sell it for $20 because Uncle Sam's going to take a bunch of it unless we reach tax strategies and all kinds of stuff. But let's, if you want to run away, double it and then you're good.
Right. Juicy. And so on the flip side of that, Joe, what would you say your biggest failure had been? Or, you know, I always call them learning lessons. I think it's
picking up, getting the wrong clients. So, I have a 4-month guarantee. I pay for myself in 4 months or I give you money back. And I've given money back twice and I should have never taken those clients. And it's getting picky about who you work with because I put a whole lot of time, energy, and effort into my clients. And so do, you know, most of our, you know, everyone out there, you put energy into this. Make sure you're working with the people that you want to work with.
And so what was the red flag?
I this is going to sound interesting. If somebody already knows everything, they're probably not a good client for me.
Right.
And you've read it though. If they're not willing to learn, you can't help them. And if they're willing to learn, you can't stop them.
Amen. I always tell my clients, just do what I say. We'll have results. Like that's what's important.
I wish it was always that easy. And you know, it's not. It's, if you want to get there, here's what we have to do. And if you don't want to get there, it's okay. It's your decision on where we want to go. My job is just to help walk you through that path.
Right. You know,
been doing this for 14 years now. I've seen a lot of things. I've seen the potholes and the hurdles that they're very similar for almost every business.
Yes. Amen. And what would you say that's holding entrepreneurs back?
Not knowing where they're going. Or, I've talked to some that, you know, they've got these grandiose plan, grandiose goals, But you got to put a plan in place to get there.
Right.
You know,
get backwards.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you got to be here, you got to go here. You know, I know, there's a lot of, what is it? Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, and Wallace Waddles, The Science of Success. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen, but you really got to put a plan in place and then work the plan.
Exactly. And if you hate that and you've got to hire someone like Joe, right, to really support you in putting it together, because Joe loves it. This is his jam. This is what he does. He gets geeked up, you can tell.
And I'm not the right person for everybody, but find the person that's right for you. It's just like a doctor or an accountant or anything. Go interview people. Make sure you've got a good synergy with them so that you can walk down that path together. That's part of your outer circle or even your inner circle that you're going to depend on them. I mean, you wouldn't hire an accountant you don't trust.
Right.
So interview them, talk to them, find out what you're really looking for, and are you aligned? I mean, I've gone through 5 coaches over the last, 12, 13 years. Hey, the good news is you should outgrow your mentors.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing in the world to me is when one of my previous clients or employees or anything actually outgrows me, that means I did what I was supposed to. That's awesome.
That's a great way to look at it, Joe. I love that. So let's say we're complete, like you're complete in your journey and your business journey. What do you want to be remembered for?
Helping people. Yep. It's, you know, when I look back at people like Zig Ziglar and you know, other mentors throughout the world, they have helped so many people. And that's what's going to, I had a client a couple weeks ago, is Joe, I was dreaming about you. And I'm like, is that a bad thing? And he's like, well, not exactly. It was, what's the process? And because I focus a lot on, you know, documenting your process. Otherwise, you can't delegate them and you keep on doing it forever.
Right.
And we were working on that with him. And, you know, that to me, I've changed his life. He's going to change probably 1,000 other people's lives. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
Right. Amen. That's what I'm saying. Do what you love and the money will come. That's important. Right. If you hate it, it's not fun money. Like, good money.
You gotta be good. But I don't know. MJ DeMarco said, if your coach tells you to find what you love, it'll be great. Fire them, go make $1 million, and then do what you love. So I don't know. You know, you got, you know, 2 ways to look at it. I love what I do. I get to help people. And, you know, the more money you make, the more people you can help. So and that's another thing that, you know, mindset. Most of the time, the biggest competitor you will ever have is right between your ears.
Yes.
And getting that right mindset is difficult to do and even more difficult to keep. That's why you want to have somebody on your side that says, hey, get your head out of your 4th point of contact.
So, Joe, what's one question I should have asked you on this interview that I didn't know to ask you?
Let's see. What are you going to do when you get done?
Are you ever done, Joe?
Yes, I'm going to go buy an island. I'm going to go buy an island and make it a scuba diving resort and make it, you know, you can come there and we'll do some business mentoring. But if you come, great. If you don't, I don't care.
I love it. Gonna buy an island. That's playing big.
Well, you'd be surprised. You could get an island for a lot less than a house here in Silicon Valley.
Well, Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah, and you know, when I look back, it's helping people is what it's all about. And the more people we all help, the better the universe is. And that's what it's all about.
Yes. So tell people how they can find you, how they can...
Brainshare.online is my e-learning system. So you have access to everything I've put together over the last 14 years. Brainshare.online, or you can give us a ring at 408-899-6737. I'll be happy to talk about your business, where you are, where you want to go, and how to get you there in the most expedient manner.
And where do we find you on social?
I'm on LinkedIn, Joe Sizinski, SIECINSKI. BrainShare, business mentors. You can Google that, or just give us a call, shoot us out. I'm all over. I got a YouTube channel, all kinds of stuff. I'll provide it all to you in the as we wrap up.
Yeah, it's all in the show notes. And then you have a gift for us as well. We're very generous.
No, it's my honor. So I've put together an e-learning system that teaches you how to build a business that works without you step by step. And for anyone that wants, that's attending this, you can go there and get 1 month free utilizing the code GC, as in gift certificate, dash SUB, as in subscription service. Check it out. Provide some feedback. If you're not sure what to do, give me a call. Set up in half an hour. I'll talk to you. It's free consultation. My job is to help you get where you want to go.
Awesome. Joe, thank you for being my guest. Thank you for supporting our listeners, being such an advocate to making a difference. We appreciate you and we value you.
It's my honor and privilege that anything I can ever do to help you or any of your clients, it's my honor and privilege.
So if you listen to this podcast and you love it and you love Joe, or you know somebody desperately needs Joe, please forward it. Please put it on your social media, right? Because you never know who's looking for a Joe, right? So we're always looking. So share with your community as well. Joe, thank you so much and have a blessed day.
You too. Happy New Year.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at www.poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.